We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Morning mess. We are back at it again with this staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Chantel?
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Chantel, I mean, we hear you're engaged.
Yes.
And you think your fiance might be cheating on you?
Yeah, I got the suspicions.
Okay. We know his name is Ken. Let us know why you think Ken is cheating on you.
Okay, well, there's been something that's come back in his life, and he's a little too excited about it.
Oh, well, who the heck is this?
His high school sweetheart. Her name is Brent.
Ew.
That is...
How do you know she's back in his life?
He told me the truth about it. She saw his engagement post on Facebook and reached out to him to congratulate him.
Mm-hmm.
They've been talking, but they've been talking a lot, like in catching up on life.
Well, you say they're catching up a lot. How do you know that? Just by comments on Facebook? Or do you know for a fact they're keeping contact, like through text message on his phone or what have you?
Well, he talks about it.
Oh, he tells you that they've reconnected.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Yeah, he is.
But, wow.
You know, my senses are bringing me to feeling strange about it, and I'm trying not to judge. But then one day I ended up kind of snooping. And I looked at the messages. I'm going to be his wife, so I felt like I had the right to do that.
Nobody's disagreeing, girl. I'm not.
Okay. No, yeah. If you think something's up, you do what you got to do before you get married. I don't blame you at all. Okay. So the thing is, though, like, what did you find?
Well, this is where it gets weird. I definitely, it looked a lot that the messages had been deleted. Because when you could read through the conversations, a lot of stuff didn't make sense. There was stuff that was missing. And then I did find one from her that said, I miss you. High school was so much fun. And he said back, yeah, it was. And there was like a big smiley face, you know, like the smart ass smiley face.
Ew.
The eyebrow raise one.
Ooh.
That half smile with the eyebrow raise.
And that's a high school sweetheart. And I don't know. I didn't bring up anything to him because I didn't want to ruin our engagement. And we've only been engaged, you know, like just a few months. And I was definitely suspicious that it was weird.
I get you not wanting to bring it up, but at the same time, this is someone you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
I know. It's not hardcore proof. It's just, I don't want to walk down the aisle with somebody who's going to cheat on me, especially before the wedding.
Right. Does he like biscuits?
Does he like biscuits?
Don't answer the question.
Because a wise man once said, sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit. And I don't know if he's just being greedy with biscuits. Obviously, he has engaged biscuit.
Okay.
I'm just testing my instincts. That's the thing.
Okay. If you think he's cheating on you, we're here for it. What we need is his phone number. Then we're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic staycation. Ask him that one question, Anishi.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully he says your name, Chantel, and not, what was her name again? The high school friend?
Brittany?
Yeah, the side chick's name.
No, it's not.
We're going to call him up next, okay, Miss Chantel?
Okay.
Staycation set up with your morning mess. Okay, the morning mess. Hey, we're here with the staycation set up. We have spoke to Miss Chantel, who called the show suspecting her fiancé of having an affair, cheating on her. Now, here's the situation with this. She possibly knows who exactly he's cheating with, his high school kind of sweetheart. I guess he posted it up on Facebook that he's engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to him. Another person congratulating him was his high school sweetheart, Brittany. Now, Chantel, you're on the line. Since then, him and his old high school sweetheart have been getting kind of close, and you're uncomfortable with that.
I'm very uncomfortable with it. And he's like always got the face in the phone, and he's secretive, and something is up.
And you are suspicious enough to the point that you did your own investigating, right?
I looked in his messages.
What'd you find?
I found messages between the two of them, and it looked like a lot of them were deleted, and just the stuff they were saying between each other, very super suspicious.
You know what? Let's just call him up. We're going to offer him the free romantic staycation. Ask that one question, Nish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully he says Chantel and not Brittany. If he does say Brittany, the show is yours at that point, okay, love?
Okay.
And reminder, we do have counselors available and on standby if you want to talk to him with your fiance and try to work through this.
Okay.
All right. Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Ken?
Yeah, who is this?
Ken, this is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel, calling with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, throwing in a honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm details with you, but to congratulate you on being our grand prize winner.
I'm good. Thank you, though. If you can, you can take me off your call list.
Okay, I can do that for you, but if we remove you from the call list, you lose out on the free weekend stay. Now, there are no deposits, fees, or taxes included with this, and it is a top-of-the-line weekend stay, so I wouldn't want you to miss out on it.
It sounds too good to be true, and things like that usually are.
Well, kind of true. So because we're a new establishment here in the Valley, we're giving this to you. It's a very limited time offer in hopes of getting a review of your experience on Google and Yelp. It's just something that we're offering right now. It's not something that will last very long, but we can schedule you out anytime within the next year.
All right. I'm interested.
Okay. If you have any questions along the way, let me know, Ken, but I've got a few for you with this free romantic weekend stay. There's a personalized note that will be addressed to your guest of honor. Now, because this is a romantic weekend stay, I wanted to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say.
All right. I love spending time with you.
Okay. I've got that written down, Ken. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
The name is Brittany.
Mm-hmm. What the f***?
What?
Yes. Ken, really quick, we got to let you know, you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Oh, my
so
God.
So, are
okay.
You calling off the engagement? Are you dumping me for your high school
Oh, no.
This was a phone scam. I was trying to give them some random name.
Oh, my God. Really?
But it's not a random name.
Just tell me the truth. You're busted.
I haven't been cheating on you. That is the truth. I didn't want to give out your information to some weird people I don't know.
What?
So I just gave out somebody else's name.
That's just such a lie. It's not somebody random. It's not somebody else's. This is a high school sweetheart that you're talking to. Be honest. This is your fiance on the line.
Unbelievable. You know, I deserve somebody who knows what he's got.
Preach.
You know, and not trying to f*** some stupid b*** from high school.
Okay, no, baby, just don't do this, okay?
Who the f*** do you think you are?
Chad.
This is unbelievable.
It's Ken.
Oh. This is, you know, like, and I did this because I really believed that you wouldn't say my name.
Okay, we're not calling off the engagement, all right? I mean, what would everybody think?
That's what you're worried about? What everyone's going to think?
Wow.
I mean, of course I'm worried about that. You love my mom.
Oh my God! She's not marrying your mom!
So you're worried about what your mom will think? F*** you.
Does he get back the ring?
No, I'm selling it.
Absolutely.
How much?
I'm selling it. I'm going to sell it for as much as I can.
Yeah, I'm trying to buy this.
That ring's got juju.
I'm going to sell it for as much as I can sell it for, and I hope it takes a few years to pay it off.
No, it's not.
You guys, stop cracking jokes right now.
All right, in all seriousness, enough.
Chantel, I just want
That's
you to know that you are the...
my picture online. Okay. She sees our pictures together. She knows that we're together, and she saw your engaged homewrecker.
She is. And the thing is that you can only put so much energy towards that woman, and she definitely deserves the heat. Don't get me wrong. But you have a fiance that was supposed to stand by your side, and I think that the most important part here is that you found out what's going on with Ken, who's all of a sudden become very quiet now, haven't you, sir?
Well, he hung up.
Oh, okay. Well, Chantel, I know that you have a lot of stuff to work through. I want to make sure that you have counseling services, that you have a professional to get all of this energy out with. But, damn, girl, I'm so sorry. At least you didn't get married. At least you didn't go through the whole thing.
Oh, my God. I'm so grateful that I didn't marry him.
How much are you going to sell that ring for, though? For real?
Oh, God, really?
I don't even know if it's even worth anything. You know what? I bet he ain't even spend that much on it. I bet he lied about that, too.
Mm-hmm. He got diabetes.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Type 1 diabetes.
Who has type 2, then?
Someone named Chad. Chad got Chad.
Stop. There is no Chad.
Sell the ring to me. You be single. Go out there. She needs a good line when approaching a man. What's a good line, Carla? Like, you meet a man. What's a good line?
Hey.
There it is.
That's all you need when you're a girl. It's really, she's
Give
honest.
Give her a little wink.
It's not there.
Wear your best push-up bra.
There you go.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.